Kuf Yud Ches. Hopefully there's a parsha, there's a Daf Be'in Shir up from last night relating to Su'uda Shlishit, Shalashudis. Hopefully it'll be up as Hashem today. Just one ha'aret to start off with, and that is we've been talking about a lot of different cases regarding Sreifa, regarding what you're allowed to take out of the of a burning house, the Kisvei HaKodesh, and the foods, v'chulu, to realize, again, just to emphasize, that a lot of that is not halacha l'maisa. We can't fathom, you know, a case of a fire, and we're like thinking there, okay, what can I take out of the fire? What should I this, what should I that? It's very hard for us to imagine. So the specifics of the case must be at a very unusual case, where there's a very, very localized fire, where there's no sakana safashis, and there's no other dangers, and I could figure out exactly what I can take out. But generally, a lot of the cases will be pikuach nefesh, and the first and foremost order is figuring out how to maybe put out the fire either grama, or if it's mamas akar zafash is calling and making sure the fire, gets out as quickly as possible. And the Rama already mentions this. The Rama, at the end of Simon Shin Lamed Aleph, v'chal hadinim aniskarim bedinei teleka hanimili biyameihem. The Rama adds another point. Avo bizman hazeh she'anu shruyim bein einam yehudim v'yichshash sakanas tafashus kasvu, meaning there'll be yichil Hashem elements, kasvu harishonim v'ha achronim shemutr l'chabos leke b'shabas b'shum di'ish b'api sakanas tafashus. The Rama says bizman hazeh it's all sakanas tafashus as it gets greater and the fire then it just could lead to things situations that are misukan v'hazaris harizeh meshubach. But a person should, every case is different. So just keep that in mind in terms of the Lamaisa elements of all of these cases. But at least we get to learn the Yesodos that come from these cases. Good. Right, so that's the question. The only reason that he put in the issue with the non-Jews is I didn't go into it so much, but at the end they talk about because once the Shaksha Deleka Mizgaberes, Azhim Chotvim Vesholem, there'll be more looting possibly in these types of cases where there's not just this, even separate from the sakana element. So the looting issues. Ukshada ma'amid atzmal ma'mono yavola haragoso. And if you're going to want to try to stand up for your property, then they're going to try to kill you, you're going to try to kill them. So there are other reasons why it might lead to sakana. B'makam sheyesha umos ha'olam. Right? And that's the reason why it says that. But obviously in terms of sakana per se, because of the fire, it makes no difference where one lives. Even if one lives by themselves. Okay, let's continue. So the Gemara said on the bottom of Kuf Yud Zayin and Mabez that a person can wake up early and should wake up early to prepare all of the items that they need to do on Erev Shabbos. Amar Biaba, third to last medium line on Kuf Yud Zayin and Mabez. We have this exact Gemara in Brachas Daf Lamed Tes, and it comes up here. And Rashi and the Rashba both talk here as well, as we'll see. Amar Biaba B'Shabbos Chayv Adam Litzoa Al Shtei Kikaros. On Shabbos, a person has to use Lechem Mishnah, Shtei Kikaros. Right? The Gaonim say also on Yantif. Most Mefarshim say that Lechem Mishnah is a Din D'Rabbanan. The Taz in Tafrei Shayin Ches holds that it's a Din D'Araisa. We assume it is a D'Rabbanan. But Halacha is on Shabbos, and we expand it to on Yantif. Except for possibly, the Ritva says right here, except for the Seder. The Seder, as we know, is Lechem Oni. And if it's Lechem Oni, we know we break one of the matzahs. And in Temani customs, that's all you have. You have Lechem Mishnah, which you need for Shabbos and Yantav, and you break one, so you end up with one and a half. That is the Lechem Mishnah for Pesach. The minhag of other Rishonim, which is the minhag quoted in Shulchan Aruch, is that is why we add an extra matzah. We have three matzahs at the Seder, so that we could fulfill the normal Lechem Mishnah, quoted here, and also have Lechem Oni. So even after you break one, you still have Lechem Mishnah. So different opinions, again, Rova Poskim and the Shulchan Aruch Poskim, that you have three, so even if you break one, you have two and a half, but that's the Ritva, makes that Ha'ara right here as well. So we have Lechem Mishnah on Shabbos and on Yantif. As it says, Defsiv Lechem Mishnah. As it says in the last week's Parsha, Lechem Mishnah. Again, the Pashas of the Gemara is that it is a Dindaraisa. Right? It's learned out from a Pasuk. Lechem Mishnah. It's Mefurish. But still, we hold that most posts can hold this a Durabanan. Amar Ravashi, Chazina Leilu Rav Kahana, Denak Atarti Yabatzachada. Ravashi says that I saw Rav Kahana hold two chalas and cut one of the chalas. Meaning when he made amotzi, he held both chalas. We don't hold the knife. We put the knife down when we say amotzi. We hold both chalas and we cut one of them. Amar Liktu Ksiv. He said Liktu. Meaning Liktu Lechem Mishnah. They gathered the double. It doesn't say they cut the double. Right? One of them was left over till the next day, if we remember about the mon. So Liktu That's the focus. Rabbi Zeira have a batza kula sherusa. Here's the line. What does that mean? Rabbi Zeira have a batza kula sherusa. So we'll go with Rashi first. Rashi says this means that Rabbi Zeira used to cut large pieces of challah for everybody at the meal. Batza kula sherusa. The problem with that is, as we'll see in the Rashba, that doesn't connect to the previous line in the Gemara. What does this have to do with anything? So though we'll go with Rashi's shot first. Batza kula sherusa. Amalei Ravina l'Ravashi v'hamechzi k'rav tanuta. Why did he cut large pieces? Doesn't that give it the appearance that he is a ravenous individual? Right? He's cutting large pieces? Amalei says no. Kiva to call yom alo oven. Since he doesn't do this the whole week, and only today, he's only doing it today, so obviously he's doing it L'Kavod Shabbos, he's not doing it because of a certain Midah Ra'ah. So that is all how Rashi learns the Gemara, and that is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch quotes Rashi. That is what, even though, as we'll see, other Rishonim argue, but the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Reish, Ayin Dalid says, Botzea Ashteki Karos, Shlemos, She'oche Shtein Biado, Ubotzea Hatachtona. Right? And you cut the bottom one. That's a Pi Kabbalah, that we cut the bottom one. And what about the bottom one? Isn't that Eim Avir and Alamitzvus? Because the knife hits the top one first. That's why we hold that L'chadchila, one should hold the bottom challah closer to them. When I should cut the bottom challah closer, so that's why I should get to that, won't be closer, and I won't violate Eid Mavir and Allah Mitzvahs. Only Friday night is there Alpi Kabbalah to cut the bottom one, all other times to cut the top one. Meaning both on Shabbos day, and on Yontif, even at night, we cut the top challah. Alpi Kabbalah, only the bottom challah on Friday night, having to do with the three Shabbosim that are alluded to even in our davening. Right? We say ba, bo, and bum in the Shmona Esrei. Friday night we say ba, which is a lashon nekeva. That has to do with cutting the bottom challah. The Shabbos morning we say bo, and Shabbos by mincha we say bum in Shmona Esrei. Api Kabbalah, that is what is accepted. Anyway, that is the Ramah. But then the Shulchan Aruch says, Mitzvah lefsoa b'Shabbos prusa gedola, shetaspik lo l'chalasuda. That's Rashi. Right, that's Rabbi Zeira's Rashi. Mitzvah to cut nice big pieces, everybody feels good. You don't have to cut humongous pieces, but just nice sized pieces. If there are a lot of people and you want to make sure everybody gets a little piece of challah, you can cut small pieces, but just cut more so that everybody feels like they are berevach. But that is the Shulchan Aruch. Who argues? That is, as I said, the Rashba. The Rashba, right over here, and also in Shabbos, he says, one second, Rashi, it doesn't fit into the Gemara. The Gemara is just talking about cutting two challahs and holding two challahs and cutting one challah, and then he talks about big pieces. So the Rashba right here has a different shot of Reb Zeira. Batza kula sherusa means he cut each challah that was in front of him. Meaning he had both challahs, he cut both challahs. And that fits in. The first day of holds, you hold two and you cut one. Reb Zeira holds, you cut two. And then the Gemara says, why'd you cut two? It looks like you're ravenous. No, he only did it on Shabbos. That's the Kavod Shabbos, to cut both challahs. That is not in Shulchan Aruch. That Rashba. But the Shlach HaKadosh and the Marshal and other early Achronim quote that we should try to be machmed like the Rashba, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. The Mishnah Berurah says there also in Reisha and Dalid, Umarshal v'Shlach HaKadosh Nagu Laktok Shteyem, Kepirish HaRashba, V'chein Hiskem Agra. And therefore they all say that you should do this L'chadchila. If you're machmed on the Hotsa'a, says the Mishnah Berurah, I'm going to waste two big challahs. What if I only have three people at my meal? That weighs two big challahs. The Mishnah Berurah says, no, I have an idea. Have one big challah and one small challah at every meal. Don't use two big challahs. So there, and that way you'll be able to cut both challahs. Right? Just have a pita, have a little roll also that one can cut through to be Yosei this day of the Rashba in the Gemara. And then, you know, your wife won't scream at you to say that, oh, I eat only both challahs. Only have one big challah, one small challah. And in that way, right, Shalom Bayis wins. If you only have two big challahs, right, the Shalom Bayis wins, only cut one challah. I don't have to be mocked, but for this Rashba, that's not even in Shulchan Aruch, you know, to stepping on the feet of Shalom Bayis. But again, the Mishnah Berurah calls the Minhag Olam like the Shulchan Aruch, but if one sees ever somebody cutting through both challahs at once, so then that is the reason. How do you cut through both challahs if you're cutting the bottom one first? Right? If you're cutting the top challah, you can go straight through. If you're cutting the bottom challah, so it's not a clear, does it mean exactly cutting it in the same Maisa Chaticha? The mice, that, right, you go straight through. It's if you cut in the top one, that could work. But if you cut in the bottom one, so how do you cut them both through? So unless you cut the bottom one, and as you're cutting the bottom one, you switch the top one to go under, and then you cut both through. Or you cut it afterwards. But either way, that is the sheet of the Rashba. and the Gra holds like this as well. Okay, we mentioned in the past, but just, you know, you can't not mention it on Brachas Lamates and Shabbos Kuf Yud Zayin, the Gra. The Gra says that there is never a machlokas between Nigla and Nistar. If there seems to be a machlokas, then we're either misunderstanding the Nigla or misunderstanding the Nistar. That's an amazing comment. So they asked the Gra, so what do you do with our Gemara? Our Gemara says, Lechem Ishtar, you have to have 2 challahs on Shabbos. And the Zohar says, you have to have 12 challahs on Shabbos. Al pi Kabbalah, 12 challahs? 12 challahs or 2 challahs? Which is it? Says the Gra, no problem. There's no stira. What the Zohar really says is Yud Beis with a ches and a little line, a smidgen. And what the Zohar really meant was Yud Beis either chatichos or Yud Beis chatzain, 12 halves. The publishers wrote chalos, but really means chatzain or chatichos, 12 pieces. What does that mean? According to the Rashba, if you cut both chalos at each meal, you end up with 12 halves. You have 2 chalos at every meal, and turning into 4, each meal having 2 challahs, 12, nigla and nistar, everything is ola, bekana echad. Again, 2 challahs, according to the Rashba, you cut both, that ends up with 12 pieces. There is some of the bakeries that make breakaway challahs that do 12, this is where it comes from, a pikabala, 12 pieces. Again, according to the Gra, it's all together, but that's where it might come from. Okay, that is all about Batsa Akula Sherusa. We continue. Rabbi Ami Vravasi, Kimikla Luhu Rifta De Ruva Shari Lave. When they got the matzah or the challah that they use for their Eruv, so they used to eat it. Why? Amri, Holvis Avid Bechada Mitzvah, let's Avid Ba Mitzvah Achrina. Whenever you use an item for a mitzvah, you know, you might as well use it for another mitzvah. That's why in our Chaim, the first Chaylah, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Maharil, or might be in the Shulchan Aruch, I don't remember, that talks about if your tzitzit strings rip. Use your tzitzit strings for bookmarks in your svarim, right? Once you did a mitzvah with them, you know, do another mitzvah, right? Why do we save our lulavim to burn with the chametz? Because of this line. Because you did one mitzvah with them, Iker Din, you can throw out the lulav. Just dispose of it properly. It's not Seamus. But because we did one mitzvah with them, we do another mitzvah. Let's have a mitzvah, ach rina. Good. Kesa nafla delega v'chulu. So Tana Rabbanan. So now we are up to the Mishnah that said how many meals is one allowed to save on Shabbos. So we spoke about 3 meals. 3 meals even for your animal possibly. Says the Gemara Tana Rabbanan. Kama se'udos chayev adam lechem Shabbos. How many meals does one have to eat on Shabbos? The Tana Kama says shalosh. 3 meals. Rabbi Chitka Amar Arba. Rabbi Chitka holds 4 meals. Machlokas 3 and 4. Rabbi Yochanan v'shnei mikra decha darshu. Rabbi Yochanan says, and they both darsh in the same pasuk. Last week's parsha again. Vayomer Moshe, and it's still Tuesday after Bishalach, so we're still within the aura of Bishalach. So all of these psukim, right? It's a hashkacha. It's all this week. V'shnei mikra decha darshu. What pasuk? Vayomer Moshe, ichlu hayom ki Shabbos hayom l'Hashem hashiyom lo sibseu basade. The pasuk has the word hayom 3 times in it. So we darshan, that means 3 seudos. Rabbi Chitka savar hani tlasa hayom levar meurta. Rabbi Chitka holds, it's 3 hayoms besides the night meal. 3 hayoms means 3 meals during the day besides the night meal. So it's 4 altogether, says Rabbi Chitka. For abanan savri bahadi deurta. Rabbi Chitka, no, including the night meal, there are 3. What do you mean? It says the word hayom. It says the word hayom. How could it be included? So possibly one could suggest that Bali Machshava say that on Shabbos you don't say goodnight on Shabbos. When you say goodnight to your family, you say good Shabbos. There's no night on Shabbos. There's no darkness. Shabbos is kulo or. Shabbos is all day. It's good Shabbos. We don't say goodnight. Make good Shabbos. Maybe that's how the yom is even at night. Again, I'll be drush, but that's how maybe the 3 hayoms could be. I mean, the pashtus is just that yom means the day, not the daytime, but the halachic day. That's the pashtus. But either way, that's a suggestion. So machlokas 3 and 4. The shitas Rambam is that even on yontif, one has to have shalashudis. Right? We don't paskin that way. The Shulchan Aruch does not quote the Rambam, but that's the Rambam shita. The minhag ha'olam is to hold like the Rambam on the last day of Pesach. The Vilna Gaon again, in the Maisa Rav, is quoted as he had shalashudas on the last day of Pesach. Why? Because he had chavivas ha-mitzvah of the mitzvah of matzah. He wanted to get in one more meal of matzah, and that's why he dafka was machbid for the Rambam on the last day of Pesach. But just in case anybody would think that it's just because he loved matzah, right after Pesach he went out and bought a beer from a non-Jew in order to make Havdalah on. So that's why he was makpid for the extra matzah right before Pesach ended, and then he bought a beer to make Havdalah on right after Pesach. So imagine if Rabbi Chidke and the Rambam put together, that would be a lot of meals. Right? Four meals, even on Yontif. Right? 3 day Yontifs would be a tremendous amount of cooking. Okay? Either way, this is Rabbi Chidke and the Rabban. Again, I'm not going to talk so much about Shalosh Shudas now because that was the shiur last night. Feel free, it should be up. Just one ha'ara related to this. And that is, it's clear, there's no machlokas about this, that women have the same obligation as men in all these mitzvahs. In Ulacha Mishnah and in Shalosh Shudas, the three meals, men and women have the exact same obligation. What should be clear? So there is a question, why? Why do women obligated? So, Rov Rishonim say, well, it's based on the Gemara in Brachas Daf Chaf, where the Gemara says, Zachar v'shamar, kol sheyeshno b'shmira, yeshno b'zachira, women are included in all the los aseis of Shabbos, so they're included in all the aseis too. And that includes all the mitzvahs of Shabbos. That includes Shalosh Shudas and Lechem Mishnah and Kiddush. All the mitzvahs of Shabbos, women are included in. The only machlokas is Havdalah. Because Havdalah is about Shabbos, but it's after Shabbos. So that's why there's a machlokas rishonim whether women are obligated in Avdallah, and that's why it's better for a man to make Avdallah for a woman, not for her not to make it herself, if that's possible, because one is not sure, we're not sure who to hold like. But that is regarding that. There is a fascinating discussion in the Rishonim, though, about Lechem Mishnah. Rabbeinu Tam says, you know how women are obligated in Lechem Mishnah? For some reason, he does not like the answer of Zachar v'Shamar. He assumes maybe that's just Kiddush. The Rabbeinu Tam says, Af hein hoyu boso anes. They were included in the Nes of the Man. And the Ran and others say, why do you have to come up with this? Just say Zachar v'Shamar. But the Rabbeinu Tam says, no, Afein Hoye Boso Anes. The other Rishonim say, no, that principle is listed by three specific mitzvos in Shas, and they're only limited to cases where there was impending danger, and Klai Yisrael were saved from it. If we would have stayed in Mitzrayim an extra second, right, where does it say it? By Dalat Kosos, by Chanukah, and by Megillah. So each of those had a danger. It wasn't a general danger like the man didn't have food in the desert. Rabbi Natan would say that's also a danger. But most Rishonim say, no, you don't have that reason. You don't have that reason. You just have Zachar v'Shamar. That reason is not applicable in this case. In the Shlomo Kluger, just to mention it, Shlomo Kluger in the Chuvas Elof HaShlomo, I think this has come up, in Kuf Yadavid, he says, he's explaining the Minhag a couple hundred years ago, 150 years ago, why is it that women are Makbid HaLecha Mishnah? So you know what the real answer is? They're wrong if they're not by Makbid HaLecha Mishnah. Right? Because everybody says you have to be Makbid HaLecha Mishnah. But he's trying to defend the Minhag of why they're not Makbid HaLecha Mishnah. And he has an unbelievable tshuva, and though nobody can the Ravad Yosef has a tshuva about this tshuva, very difficult to understand what he says. He says, well, there's a machlokas between the Ran and Rabbeinu Tam about what the reason is for Lecha Mishnah. And each shita has problems with it. Right, Rabbeinu Tam, Afin Hayu, how can you apply Afin Hayu? It only applies by the three cases in Shas. The Ran, Zachar, and Shamar, maybe that's only by Kiddush. So because each Shita has a problem with it, so maybe the women rely on the rejection of both opinions, and therefore they don't hold the Lecha Mishnah. That's the Halach HaShlomo. Ask in the footnotes on the bottom, and the Ravad Yosef, and the other posts say, what? Everybody agrees that they're Chayav and Lecha Mishnah. The Machlokas is what the reason is. So they each have problems with each other's reason. Does that mean that you can reject both reasons and say they're not Chayav? Nobody says that. But that's where the Rav Shlomo Kluger says here, Nashim Lo Yisrael, is what he goes through. It's very challenging to understand how he could have that suggestion. But he's bending over backwards to try to defend the minhag that was prevalent in his time. But Lamaisa, we hold that it's wrong. And that women have to be makpidos on Lechem Mishnah, and they have to be makpidos on Suda Shlishit. So especially if a man eats Shalosh Shudas in shul, he has to do whatever he can to help make sure that the women of the house also eat Shalosh Shudas. Even though it's a difficult time with the kids, but Shalosh Shudas, it's clear that women are obligated. Okay, so Machlokas, Rabbi Chidke, and the Rabbanan, three or four. We continue. Tanan, by the way, that's all on Amud Beis. Tanan, Nafla, Deleika, Baleli, Shabbos. If we had in our Mishnah, if the fire falls out on Friday night, Matzila, Mazon, Gimel, Sudos, you could save three meals. My lab, Delo, Achal. Isn't this talking about a case where the fire happened right when Shabbos started? You haven't eaten anything yet? So for how many meals do you have left? Three meals on Shabbos. Akasha and Rabbi Chidke. Lo, da'achal. No, it means after you ate Friday night. So you have three left according to Rabbi Chitka. Shachris, Matzil Mazon, Shtei Sudos. My Lav de Lo Achal, doesn't mean that you didn't eat yet and you have three meals. Lo to Achal means he ate already. Bimincha, Matzil and Mazon, Suda Achas. Bimincha, you have one. My Lav de Lo Achal, doesn't mean that you didn't eat yet. Lo to Achal. So all these cases he did eat. Iva Hamidakani Seifa, Rabbi Yossi Omer, La Olan Matzil and Mazon, Gimel Sudos. For the fact that Rabbi Yossi says you always can save three, Mechadatanakama, Gimel Svirle. Sounds like they're not arguing about the number, they're just arguing about the time. Rabbi Yossi says, no, you can always save three meals. And the Tanakama says, no, you can only save three meals, you know, when there are three meals left. So, Elam Chaverta, Masisin, Dolok Rabbi Chitka. Okay, so that's what we hold. Our mission is against Rabbi Chitka. We don't paskin like Rabbi Chitka. Keep in mind that the Shulchan Aruch says, if one, for some reason, did not eat a meal on Friday night, let's say they slept through the whole, they were exhausted, they slept through the whole Friday night, they woke up Shabbos morning, then you have to have three meals on Shabbos day. We do hold that way. You have to have three meals on Shabbos. We try to have one by night and two by day. But if one, I remember I mentioned in the shiur last night also that I had a friend of mine who was in the tzava. I remember one came back on a Friday afternoon being exhausted and I gotta take a nap before Shabbos. He took a nap and he woke up Shabbos morning. That was it. He was wiped. So he had three meals on Shabbos day. And he made kiddush Shabbos morning, daraisa. Right, the second half of Kiddush, Shekhar Hashem and Zosav Arsavanu. So if somebody misses that on Friday night, you say it's Shabbos morning. You don't say Yom HaShishi Vaychulu, that's only Friday night. But if somebody misses Friday night somehow, they're in the hospital, whatever it is, they sleep, so then one would make Kiddush on Shabbos day, and the three meals would be Shabbos day. But L'chadchila, one has one of the meals at night. You can't have two meals at night. Let's say it's a winter Shabbos. You want to save time. So what if you have a long Friday night? So I'll have one, you have two meals Friday night, then one Shabbos day. That we can't do. That we say you don't. That would help on an Erev Pesach Shchalias B'Shabbos also. And when we try to finish Shalosh Shudas by 9:30 in the morning. Right, so in that case, it's much easier to have two at night. The answer is we don't do that. No, we have one at night, and the rest we have by day, except in a B'di'evit exceptional situation. Good. Tosfos here on top. Again, there's a lot to talk about here. Tosfos on top, on this line of, B'mincha we save Suda Achas. By Mincha? What do you mean by Mincha? Did you have Shalosh Shudas before Mincha or after Mincha? So there is a major machlokas Rishonim. And we went into the details also last night. What is the best time for Shalosh Shudas? Before Mincha or after Mincha? Rabbeinu Tam holds, it's quoted a little bit here in Tosfos, but he is alluding to also the Tosfos in Maseches Pesachim. Let's just read this Tosfos here. Mikan mashma, dizman achila shlishis b'shabes himin ha-mincha l'mala. It sounds like our Gemara is saying that the time for eating Shalosh Shudas is it says b'mincha eat one diloka osam shemachalkin su the shachris umavarchin bein time, not like the people who split the morning meal. Sounds like that the minhag is to eat later on. Who splits the morning meal? There is a day of Rabbeinu Tam who holds that one is not allowed to eat mincha, to eat Shalosh Shudas later in the day on Shabbos. Why? Because Rabbeinu Tam holds based on the Medrash that the neshamas are going back to Gehenim at that time. They got a respite on Shabbos. Towards the end of Shabbos is when they're heading back. That's why we say Tzidkas Chatzedek also, relating to the Batira of Moshe and David v'chulu, because they're going back, so it's inappropriate to be eating at that time. So that's what Rabbeinu Tam says earlier. We don't paskin that way. We paskin like the Rambam and other Rishonim that you should eat Shalosh Shudas late in the day, not Dafka by Mincha Gedola. But again, that's the discussion of this Tosfos right here, and the Tosfos in Maseches Pesachim. Good, we continue. Says the Gemara, so we just proved that our Mishnah is against Rabbi Chitka. So how about other Mishnayos? V'hod etznan. We learned in the Mishnah in Maseches Peah, mi sheyesh lo mazon shtei sudos. The Mishnayos in Peah is the first Masechta after Brachos. So at the end of Peah, a lot of the Masechtas are about Matnas Aniyim. Peah talks about Lekin and Shecha also. But that's the first Masechta that's discussed, and therefore a lot of the halachas of Tztaka come from the end of Maseches Peah. So here, this is one of them. Mishiyesh lo mazon shtei sudos. If somebody has enough food for two meals, lo yitom an atamchui. They cannot take from the tamchui. Tamchui is a big, literally, Rashi says, ka'ara gadola, a big pot, and the gabon collect food with the tamchui, and they give it out every day. They give out food for two meals every day. So if a person has enough for two meals, then they cannot take from the tamchui because they eat those two meals, and the tamchui will come back again tomorrow. And then they'll just take tomorrow. Mazon arba esrei, if they have food for 14 meals, or enough money for 14 meals, lo yitam na kupa. They then cannot take from the kupa. The kupa was given out every Erev Shabbos. That was money given out once a week. So if you have enough for 14 meals, that means you're taking care of it for the week. So again, you can't take from the kupa and come back next week. If you have less than 14, you're not going to make it till next Friday. And that's why you're allowed to take from the kupa. But that is the difference, stuck up. Givings out, one a tamchui every day and one a kupa. So Mani, who is this Mishnah like? Lo Rabbanan v'lo Rabbi Chitka. It's not like either of them. E Rabbanan, if it's like the Rabbanan who say you have to have 3 meals on Shabbos, chamesrei havyan. So it should be 15 a week, not 14 a week. You have an extra meal on Shabbos. E Rabbi Chitka, shisrei havyan. It should be 16. So what do you mean if you have enough of 14? So where it says, the olam Rabbanan. Da amrina really is Rabbanan shita. Ah, where's the missing meal? Damrina lay. Ma de boys lamecha bafuke shapsa, akle bishapsa. No, you eat one night meal, one day meal. What you were going to eat from Malava Malka, eat for Shalashuddis. We tell you to eat a little bit earlier. Shalashuddis is more important in halacha than Malava Malka. Shalashuddis is really, it's based on a pasuk. We just saw. Three ayoms. There are even some that say it's a daraisa to eat 3 meals on Shabbos. But even if not, it's a strong chiyuv derabanan. Malava Malka, yes, it's nice, and we should do it, and we're going to have gemaras about it, but it's not the same thing. And Malava Malka, for sure, if somebody does not is not hungry, you can have mizonos. You can have something much less. Or the Rambam, and the Rif, and the Rush, and the Shulchan Aruch, and the Torah all say, Shal Shudas should be bread. That's what they all say. Okay, it's the you don't have anybody who argues lemaisa that it should not be bread. Malava Malka, you have a lot more coolers, and there's a lot more. Even though okay, Malava Malka, you have the luz bone for tchias amesim, but halachically, we first and foremost go by halacha, and halacha means shal shudis is the different quality of a chiyav than malava malka. Shal shudis is different than malava malka. If you only have enough for one, you have a shal shudis. You have shal shudis and not malava malka. That's what it says here. So you move it up. Says the Gemara lema. Rabbanan hi velo Rabbi Chitka. So why should we say that Mishnah in Pei is also like the Rabbanan? Just like our Mishnah? That Mishnah is also against Rabbi Chitka? So no, if you look at Rabbi Chitka, you can even fit in Rabbi Chitka to that Mishnah. Aye, but it says 14. Ti amrinan lei. My debois, the mechal, but mali shapsa, achli lurta. You push up the Malava Malka meal to Shalashuddis, and the day meal of Friday, you push down till later. So you have an extra meal on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, 1 second. V'kuliyamo demali shapsa betanisa mosvina lei. Well, so you should fast the whole day Friday. This guy is so poor, he only has a certain 40 meals. So he's supposed to fast? Because he's supposed to hold off the meal? So the Gemara said, no. Really, it could be according to anybody. But maybe this mission is a b'diavad situation. That's why it says 14 meals. Look at chila, it could be either 13 or 4, it could be either 15 or 16. But here we're talking about a situation where he has no money. And so, how money Rabbi Akiva he? Maybe it's Rabbi Akiva to Amar, Asay Shabbat Chachol, V'al Tetzarech Labrius. Instead of taking money from people, your Shabbos doesn't have to be so fancy. It could even be semi-weekday-ish. Right, that's better than relying on other people. Big discussion, how to apply this. How to apply this principle. The first simon in Hilcha Shabbos, Reish Mem Beis. The Torah quotes this, and all the Mepharshim get into the action. Now, what exactly is meant by this? What is the community's responsibility to give? Do they have a responsibility to give 2 meals, 3 meals? How much of each meal? This is a very important lemaisa, how to deal with this. Asheh Shabbat Chachol, V'al Tetzarech Labrius. We can look at the first siman again in the tour, and the Shulchan Aruch, they discuss it. Good. So, we ended up saying that Mishnah in Peah is Lav Dafka against Rebbe Chitka. Next try, V'ha Tetzan, there's another Mishnah in Peah. The continuation. Ein Pochsen L'Ani Hover Makom L'Makom. If an Ani is passing through town, so we don't give him less than Mikikar B'Pundion, a Kikar, a loaf, that cost a pundion, midalat sa'im besela, when 4 sa'a of flour cost a sela. Okay, a certain amount of challah. Lun, if he sleeps over, nosen lo parnasas lino. We also have to give him enough that he needs to sleep. We'll see, this means pillows, blankets. V'im Shabbos, nosen lo mazon gimel sudos. And if it's Shabbos, we give him enough food for 3 meals. Leim rabbanan hi v'lo rabbi chitka. Again, should we say this mission is against Rabbi Chitka? The Olam, Rabbi Chitka, it can be Rabbi Chitka. Kegon Ti'ika Suda Bahadei. He has 1 meal with him. So that's why you give him. Damir Alei. Hadi'ika Bahadei Chachle. Eat the one with you and we'll be mashlim. So he has 1 meal and then we give him the other 3. V'chiyaza Bereka Nazil. What do you mean? So we're going to empty him out and then Sunday morning he's going to leave. He's going to have nothing? No, to Malavina Leisuda Bade. We also give him another meal Sunday morning. But we don't have to worry about that right now. Right now we're just working on Shabbos. Sunday we'll work on Sunday. So that is why that Mishnah again could fit in with Rabbi Chitka. So Lamaisa, it comes out that only our Mishnah is against Rabbi Chitka. The two Mishnahs and Peah could work out according to both opinions. My Parnassas Lina, once we quoted it, what does that mean? Amar Papa, Purya Ube Sadia. Right, a bed and a pillow, make sure that he has in order to enjoy Shabbos. Tanu Rabbanan. Karash Achol Ben Arvis Madichan Leachol Ben Shachris. Any pots and plates that you used on Friday night, you could wash off for Shabbos day. There is no problem of hachana from Friday night to Shabbos morning. You're allowed to set the table. Right? No problem of hachana. There is a problem of borer, meaning if you're being borer from Friday night to Shabbos morning, that's not called miyad. So there is a problem of borer, but in terms of hachana, no problem. Shachris, madichan lechol ben betzaharayim. Betzaharayim, madichan lechol ben b'mincha. Right, every meal you could prepare for the next meal. This is sounds a little bit like Rabbi Chitka because it's talking about Sarayim and Mincha. Bina Mincha ve'elach shuvena madiach. But late in the day, that's it. You can't wash anymore because it is Hachana. Aval kosos v'kitonios v'tzlochios. But types of glasses and cups madiach v'holei chaloyah kulo. You could always use l'fishin kevelashtia. Hey, kevelashtia. I always think about this because. Now, how many cups the children go through? Like every time they come into the kitchen, they use another cup, plastic cup, and then they leave it on the kitchen table. So by the end of the day, you have a whole package of plastic cups that have been used. It's unbelievable how much everybody goes through. But that's this Gemara. Ain't keva l'shtia. There's no keva because people are always coming in and drinking. So that's why it's never hachana. Because however many cups we wash, they'll probably be used. There's a chance they'll be used later in the day. Period. Amar Shimon ben Pazi, Amar Shimon ben Levi Shabbat Kapara. If anybody wasn't already convinced about how seriously they have to take Shalosh Shudis and how seriously to take their wives, to tell their wives to take Shalosh Shudis, so the Gemara says, I'll give you another chazal. Kol hamakayim shalosh seudos b'shabes nitzol mishalosh peronios. Anyone who mekayim, doesn't even say ochel, doesn't say somebody who eats, somebody who fulfills, somebody who is mekayim, the three meals on Shabbos, he's saved from three peronios. Mechevlo shal mashiach, umidina shal gehenim, umimilchemes gog umagog. From all of these events that are supposed to happen pre-Mashiach, the Marsha says, all of these are in preparation of the Yom Shekulo Shabbos. So if you take Shabbos very seriously and you're Mekayim it, so then you could skip the preparations. Just like you take this Shabbos seriously, you'll skip to the ultimate Shabbos without the pangs and the pain that come beforehand. Mechevel Shal Mashiach. Ksiv HaChayom. We learned this all out from Sukkim. Ksiv HaChayom v'ksiv HaSam. Hidyanochi Shalech Lachem Es Eliyo Anavi Lifnei Bo Yom Hashem V'chulu. Right, it was one of the times Eliyo was spelled without a Vav. Medina Shal Gehenim. Ksiv Hacha Yom, Viksiv Hasam Yom Evra Hayom Ahu. Mimochemes Gog Umagog, Ksiv Hacha Yom, Viksiv Hasam Biyom Ba Gog. So it says Yom in all the cases, and that's what we darshan. Good. Amr Yochanan Mishim Rabbi Yosi, Kala Ma'aneg Es HaShabbos, Nosin Lo Nachala B'li Mitzarim. If anybody is Ma'aneg Shabbos, he will get a bizoche to a Nachala without borders. He'll get so much. Shenemar Oz Tisanag Al Hashem, be misaneg on Hashem, vehir kavticha al bama se'aretz, and he will take you on the high points of the land, vehachalticha nachalas Yaakov avicha, v'chul, and he'll give you the nachla of Yaakov avinu. Why Yaakov? Because he's the one that was infinite. Lo ka Avraham shekasuv bo kumis alech ba'aris la'arka l'rachva v'chulu. Let's focus on the land. Lo ki Yitzchak shekasuv bo ki l'chol l'zaracha etinis kal haratzos ha'el. And not like Yitzchak, who, I'll give you this land. Both of those are somewhat finite. Ela ki Yaakov shekasuv bo ufaratzta yama v'keima v'tzafona v'negba. That's somebody who is Zoch, who is Ma'aneg Shabbos. Beautiful. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak amar nitzel mishivin Mount Golias. Right, so he's also saved from Shibud Galios. You will trample on their high places. You'll be above all of the Shibudim. Continuing, all the Chazals about Onik Shabbos right here. Amar Yehuda Marav, Kol Ma'anig Es HaShabbos, Notzin Lo Mishalos Libo. Anyone who's Ma'anig Shabbos, he is given whatever he wants. All the desires of his heart. The Marsha again says, his heart, because you're not supposed to ask for things on Shabbos, verbally. So Hashem knows what's in your heart. So mishalos libo, that is give it. Shenehamar v'hisaneg al Hashem v'yitein lecha mishalos libcha. Oneg ze eni yodea mahu. It says be misaneg to Hashem. So how do you do that? I have no idea what oneg is. Kishu omer, because it says elsewhere in Yishayo v'karas l'shabbos oneg. Havi omer ze oneg shabbos. I realize it is on a Shabbos. These chazals, by the way, are the beginning of the tour. The tour, who, remember, he put together the simanim in Shulchan Aruch. Not the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch copied the tour. But the tour put it together. How did the tour start off? Hilcha Shabbos, Reish Ben Beis, Garcinan Beperakol Kisvei, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Manik of the Shabbos, Nozem Nachla B'Li Mitzarim, Rav Nachman Yitzchak Nizam Shimon Malchius. All of this is quoted right here. The first page of Hilcha Shabbos quotes today's daf. And then he goes through Chatzil Hashem and Chatzil Lachem, and everybody agrees on Shabbos that you need Lachem. All of the chazals. And then, just once I have it open, he quotes the Alta Tzarech Labrius line, the Rabbi Akiva, and he quotes, I was once talking with my father, Kamoni Hayom, Shiishli Ma'at Mishali. I hardly have anything. Do I fit into that category? Like he's talking to his father. Unbelievable. About, you know, Rabbi Akiva. I'll just start right, Asei Shabbat Chachol. See, I had a discussion with him. What category am I in, says the tour. I mean, the tour who's made the mark on Jewish history. So he's, but again, all of these chazals are what he quoted to start off with. Oneg, Oneg Shabbos. The big shaila is also, one of the discussions the Rishonim have is there simcha on Shabbos? There's Oneg on Shabbos, but what about simcha? The Abu Draham writes in Friday Night Davening, he writes, Yismechu v'malchuscha. Yismechu v'malchuscha. Al shem uv'yom simchaschem v'moadechem. V'yamri b'sifri uv'yom simchaschem elu shabbosos. It's a medrash. Uv'yom simchaschem pasukin baloscha elu shabbosos. So the medrash even connects Shabbos. There is some type of simcha on Shabbos. Or the Sefer Manhig. Sefer Manhig says, we don't say tachnun on Erev Shabbos. Why? Because it's Shabbos. But why? Because of the element of simcha on Shabbos. There are some. The Eben Ezra. What does the Eben Ezra talk about this? The Zmiris. Ki Eshmera, I think was written by the Eben Ezra. Right? Spelled on Abraham. Right? So in there, Ki Yom Simachosu. Usa Samcheni. So the Eben Ezra. So there are many hints that there is an idea of simcha. But then on the other hand, there are a number of sources that there's no simcha on Shabbos. It's only Oneg. Tosfos says it's a Moed Katan. Why Shabbos doesn't break Avelos. Yontif breaks Avelos. Shabbos, by definition, is always part of Shiva. Why? Because Oneg can coexist with Avelos. Simcha cannot. There's no idea of Simcha. So again, this is a big discussion about Lundas of Shabbos, but it's important to know that Oneg, obviously there is. This is the Gemara about Oneg. But Meba'an, go continues the Gemara. How are we Ma'anig Shabbos? Rabbi Yehud, the Breder of Shmuel, Bar Shelas, Mishmei the Rav Amar, B'tavshel Shal Tradin, V'dagim Gedolim, V'Rashi Shumin. All these types of dishes, right? A beets dish, a fish dish, Rashi Shumin, any type of dish that one has. Rechia Barashi Amarav, Afilu Davar Muat, Ulakavit Shabbos, Aso, Hareze Oneg, even if it's something small. But if you made it Ulakavit Shabbos, that's it, that's good enough. Mahi Amarav Papa, Kisa Daharsana, even a little fish dish, that is good because it's L'Shem Shabbos. Amar Rechia Baraba, Amar Yochanan. I remember also a couple of weeks ago we had a Daf Be'in Shir about Kavod Shabbos. We also spoke there about the difference between Kavod and Oneg, the Vilna Gaon, before Shabbos, on Shabbos, and other details related. There's no bracha the post can point out on Oneg Shabbos either. Why is there no bracha? You could say you're the bracha of Kiddush. But there's no bracha. The mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos is at least a mitzvah d'rabanan, could be smach d'araisa, because there's no specific way to fulfill it. Generally, the rule is a mitzvah that you can do in many different ways, there's no bracha. That's another reason why there's no bracha on Kibbutz Av Ha'Eim. Because there's so many different ways to fulfill it. It's not like Sheik Alulav, you know, shofar, Megillah. Right? General mitzvahs, there's a specific act mandated. But Oneg Shabbos is however you want. I want to sleep. I want to eat. I want to drink. I want to take a walk. Right? Because there's so many different ways to do it, no bracha. Anyone who keeps Shabbos properly, even if somebody's Avodah Zarah, like Dar Enosh. Who's Dar Enosh? Enosh is the beginnings of Avodah Zarah. The Maariv Chayis right here says, this is where the Rambam gets it from. The Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah talks about the history of Avodah Zarah. And he says, it started in the door of Enosh. After Adam. That's when people started worshipping the sun and the moon, the chulu. So even if somebody is even at the start, mochlan lo, you get mechila. Why? Because Shabbos is all about hakara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and recognizing that He created the world. So that's the tikkun of Avodah Zarah. Shneamar Ashrei Enosh Yaaseh Zos V'Cholo Mechalalo. Right, the pasuk says Shomer Shabbos Mechalalo HaTikri Mechalalo Ela Machol Lo, that you could get forgiven for the Avodah Zarah. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav Ilmali Shamru Yisrael Shabbos Rishon No Loshol Dabahenu Mevalashon. If Bnei Yisrael would have even kept the first Shabbos, they would never have had nations be able to overcome them. Right away, on the days, on the first Shabbos, right, they went out to collect the mon, and right after that, again in last week's parsha, so even one Shabbos, Bnei Yisrael did not keep. Famous, Imali Mishami Yisrael Shte Shabbosos, Kehel Chasan, Miyanigalan. If we would just keep two Shabbosos properly, we would be redeemed right away. The pasuk that we say in Slichos. Good. Why is it two Shabbosos and not one Shabbos? If they would keep one Shabbos, some versions of the Chazal is one Shabbos. So why is it two Shabbosos? So some say it doesn't mean just two Shabbosos, it means 1 week. From Shabbos through Shabbos. Which is, you gotta get a whole week perfect of Avodas Hashem. Some say that. But others say it means two Shabbosos. Okay, either way, maybe it's to make it a chazaka, at least according to the more makel opinion that two is a chazaka. Period. Related to this is a very important topic about the psukim that the minhag of Chai Yisrael is to say Friday night. The psukim, right, many of the minhag of saying, if it's Shamru, and Medaber Moshe, all the psukim. So that is nowhere in Shas. Nowhere in Shas does it talk about mentioning those psukim. And if you look at the Gemara, it seems like you shouldn't say those psukim because of Smichas Gula L'Tfila. Even Hashkivenu was controversial, and we said, but that's Gula Arichta. So we got in Hashkivenu. And the Rishonim, Baruch Hashem Li'olam, okay, you say that by Ma'ariv, Tosfos says, maybe there's no Smichas Gula L'Tfila by Ma'ariv in as strong of a sense. But where do these psukim come from? The Tur quotes Vishamru. The Torah quotes the Menachos that say Vishamru. So how do we say that? You're not allowed to have a break of Smichas Gula Tefillah. Says the Torah because of this Gemara. Vishamru is also Gula Arichta. Because if we would be Shomer, two Shabbosos, we would have Gula. So that's why the Torah says, no problem. The problem is that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote that. The Torah quotes it. So again, that's the Minhag Olam. But the Shulchan Aruch does not quote it, and the Vilna Gaon goes like the Shulchan Aruch. That's why any shul that has the Minhag Agra, they don't say any of these psukim. Even Vishamru, which is quoted in the Torah. The Drisha, on the bottom of the Torah, discusses, what about all the other ones? What about Vaydaber Moshe? Right, all the ones on Yantif. So the Drisha says, all Yomim Tovim are Zecher Litzias Mitzrayim. So that's why that's also connected to Geula. What about Rosh Hashanah? Tikkun b'chodesh shofar b'kesel yom chagenu, what kind of geula? That's alluding to the geula. Sida, tikkun b'shofar gadol l'cheruseinu. That's also geula. What about Yom Kippur? We're grasping for straws a little bit. But what about Yom Kippur? So the Levush says, there's no greater geula than Yom Kippur. Geulas ha-nefesh. Even though there's no geulas ha-guf, geulas ha-nefesh. So, all the ma'achron decide, again, we're not one to change minhagim. If a shul has a minhag to say it, they should say it. That is the minhag of Klal Yisrael. It is a minhag that goes back many, many years. Some say maybe it's even connected to the Rashba. The Rashba has a tshuva where he says that a gabbai is allowed to make announcements after, right, Hashkivenu, Yalav Yavo, whatever it is. That's not considered a hefzik, it's a tzarech of tefillah. So some suggest maybe that's what all these psukim are. It's basically to announce to everybody what Shmoneh Esrei to say. And that's why it's just like the gabbai, announcing which would be tzarech tefillah, and then it would be okay. Okay, either way. So this is all oneg and kavod. Now we get into the Yehei Chelki Gemaras. The Yehei Chelki, where the Tanaim say, mostly Rabbi Yossi says, I want my chelek, l'chol of olam haba, I want to be with the following people. The Marsha again points out that all of these things are mitzvahs that people don't take as seriously as they should. People are nisar in them, and that's why Rabbi Yossi is giving chizik. Rabbi Yossi is saying, I want my chelek to be with these. Why is this here? Because of the first one on the list. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Yehei chelki me ochli shalosh sudosh b'shabbos. Right, even many, many years ago, right, they were still not machpid as much as they should, right, 1700 years ago, not machpid on shalosh shudis. So says Rabbi Yossi, I want my chelek to be with those who eat shalosh shudis. I'm Rabbi Yossi next. Yehei chelki me gomri halal b'chol yom. I want my chelek to be with those who finish halal every day. Any really? V'amar mar. Hakorei halal b'chol yom. Hareza mechari v'magadev. It's terrible to say halal every day. You're a blasphemer. Ki kamrinam b'psuke de zimra. No, what I meant to say is not halal, but I meant psuke de zimra. Those psukim, that is That's people say Psuki de Zimra with Kavana. So that's something that I want to be part of. The Ritva says right here, what do you see from our Gemara? The Hilkach Asur Lasuach mi de Pasach Baruch Sha'amar ad de Messiah Mishtabach. Says the Ritva on our Gemara, no talking during Psuki de Zimra. The Imsach Yesh Omrim de Eina Omer Yishtabach Shekvar Batla Milsa Besicha. Some say you don't even say Yishtabach. Eina Mechuvar. We don't pass in that way. But look, one should not split. It's one big bracha. Psuki de Zimra is one big bracha. And that's why, I think I mentioned it in Shul, not every Amen is created equal. The Amen after Yishtabach, that's a huge Amen. Because that's an Amen over the last 10 minutes worth of tefillah. Halavai, 10 minutes. Right? And therefore, we have to make sure not to miss that Amen. Got to make sure we get that Amen. Just like we talk about Amen of Shomei Tefillah and Akel HaKadosh, but that's a crucial Amen to get. Not for now. Meshech Chachma, the beginning of Bechukosai. What's the difference between Halal and Psuka de Zimra? Why is Psuka de Zimra okay? Halal not okay? He talks about it there, the difference between Teva and Nes. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Yehei Chelki Mimis Palimim Dimdume Chama. My Chelik should be with those who daven with the rays of the sun. Amar Rabbi Baraba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mitzvah Lispalim Dimdume Chama. It's a mitzvah to daven with the rays of the sun. Amar Rabbi Zeir Maikra, what's the pasuk? Yiru'uchim Shemesh, I'll see you with the sun. Hashem, V'lefnei Yareach Dor Dorim. So he davened with the rays of the sun. What does that mean? So it at least means with sunrise. Davening on Eitzah, right, Vasikin. What about Dimdume Chama might also mean, Rashi says it also means right before Shkia. Meaning davening Mincha Ketana. That itself is a machlokas rishonim. The Rambam and Rashi seems to say Mincha Ketana is the Iker Mincha. The Tur quotes Rizim Makdim Lemitzvahs, and therefore Mincha Gedolah is also okay. The Rambam says Mincha Gedolah is also okay, but he's clearly said it's a bidyeved. Clearly bidyeved. But you know, whenever one holds is fine. But I want you to be just aware of the reasons in terms of Mincha Gedolah and Mincha Ketana. The Amar Rabbi Yosi Yechalki Mimeisi V'Cholim Ayim. I want my chelik between with those who die from stomach issues. To Amar Mar, Ruben shall tzaddikim meisim b'cholim ayim. Most tzaddikim die with cholim ayim. Why? The Mefarshim explained, because that's the most gashmi part of a person's body. That's where the food goes, and everything else is perfect. So the tzaddik is only dying because he's physical, because this is the gzeira on people. So that's why they would die from cholim ayim. Amar Rabbi Yosi, he chelki mi meisim b'derach mitzvah. My chelik should be with those who die involved in a mitzvah. What about shluchei mitzvah in a nizokin? Okay, maybe this is talking about, you gotta work that in. So, my chelik should be with those. I'm Rabbi Yossi. He chelki mi machnisei Shabbos b'tver yomu mitzvah Shabbos b'tzipori. I want my chelik to be with those who start Shabbos in Tveria, bring Shabbos in, and those who Shabbos goes out in Tzipori. Major machlokas rishonim. And what does this mean? Is this stam because people in Tveria love Shabbos and they started it early, and people in Tzipori, you know, love Shabbos, they ended it late? Or is it a halachic issue? And that is, as Rashi says, Tveria is in a valley. It's all the way down the mountain. Tzipori is on top. So maybe Shabbos starts earlier in Tveria because you go by the mountain. You don't go by sunrise theoretically. You go by where the sun is. So most poskim holds that you don't worry about where there's a mountain there. Even if there's a mountain there, you go by, if the mountain wouldn't be there, would it be sunrise or sunset here? That's what Rova Poskim go by. Just like you don't go by Nates Hanireh, according to most, in the morning. You go by what the Nates is, even if it can't be seen from that spot. That's what most Poskim say, but there is Rashi hints to it, and Rav Shlomo Zalman seemed to Poskim that way. Rav Nevin Zal quotes that Rav Shlomo Zalman told him he has to start Shabbos earlier, because he lives in his house on the side of Har Abayis. So he said Rav Shlomo Zalman told him that he has to be Machra L'chumra, L'chadchila, to start Shabbos a couple minutes earlier. But again, the Minhag HaOlam, and most told that this Gemara is not saying that, and Rav Kiva Eger even here quotes the Tshuva of the Rimi Gash that also says that as well. Good. Vam Rabbi Yossi. Let's just try to do a little bit more. Yehei chelki mi moshivei beis hamedrash v'lo mi mamidei beis hamedrash. I always want to be part of the people who get everybody into the beis hamedrash, and not the people who tell everybody that it's time for lunch and they have to leave. Vam Rabbi Yossi. Yehei chelki mi gaboi tztaka v'lo mi machlikei tztaka. I'll collect the money for tztaka, but I don't want to give it out, because it's very difficult to give out the money to know who's supposed to get. Vam Rabbi Yossi. Yehei chelki mi misha choshen osov einbo. My chelik should be with those who people are choshed, but Ainbo, they don't really, it's a chshad that is totally baseless. Amr of Papa, Ladidi Chashtam Alohavibi. Rapapa says, yeah, there are many Gemaras about this. I once saw an article. Rapapa many times was nechshad about things, even though it was a lie. And that's why he was zochet to all the sons, all the papas that we say by Yasiim. Right? Because he was nechshad. He says, many times people have been choshing me
baselessly. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Chamesh Bilos Ba'altin Vedatati Chamisha Arazim Yisrael. Rabbi Yossi says, I was with my wife 5 times, and I have 5 amazing children. 5 cedars amongst Israel. Uman Ninun, Rabbi Shalba Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Azar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chalata Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Aftilis Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yossi. Vayika Vardimas, isn't there another son? Haida Vardimas, Haida Menachem. He's Menachem, same son. Vayamai Karalei Vardimas, why is he called that? Shepanav Domin Levered, his face is like a rose. So Rabbi Yossi was only with his wife 5 times? Lamemer de Rabbi Yossi mitzvahs ono lo kiyem? Elaim achamesh pe'ilos ba'adi v'shanisi. No, 5 times, I was with my wife more than once, because the Gemara says elsewhere, to have a ben zachar, this is a skula. So, okay, that's what he says. I'm Rabbi Yossi, almost finished with these. Mi yamai lo karisi le'ishti, we're out of the heichalkis. Now we're just in other statements of Rabbi Yossi, let's just try to do one more. Mi yamai lo karisi le'ishti ishti l'shori shori. I never call my wife, and my ox, my ox. El le'ishti besi, I call my wife, my house. Because she's the Akeras Abayas. Ulashori Sadai. And my ox is the base of my Sada, and therefore I call my ox my Sada. Amar Rabbi Yossi. Okay, let's stop here. I guess it's, again, there's tons to do. But we'll stop here by Yamai, Amar Rabbi Yossi, and we'll get into Be'ez Hashem, to the Tasty Lees. Tomorrow we talk about making Siyumim. We have Yosef Moker Shabbos. You know, all of these, jam-packed, saying Yeheshmei Rabbah, saying Amen. There's a lot going on these dafim, but we'll try to do as much as we can. Okay, we'll stop here.